Well, they're having a very special Christmas Doctor Who-ish night tonight, and a sing-along with special guests at the BFI South Bank in the main foyer. You had to be there for, well, it's 12 minutes past 7 Spanish time, so 12 minutes past 6, so you've missed it. You had to be there for 6 p.m. To join in for the singing. But never mind, if you missed it, then you can do it next year. Or wait till Christmas and sing with your family. Not quite the same thing, but anyway, there we go. I've got the information here. We are delighted to present the premiere of the Christmas episode of Doctor Who. Writer, executive producer Stephen Moffat says, this one's incredibly Christmassy. It's a huge, sentimental, lovely, Jeopardy-driven story. It's like a compilation of every Christmas movie. A big Christmas treat. But that doesn't mean it's without scars, and that doesn't mean it's without heartbreak. We hope to welcome writer, executive producer Stephen Moffat, and members, this is... The quote is, it's finished now, and members of the production team for a panel discussion and Q&A hosted by Caitlin Moran following the preview of it, okay? Now, I've always said this, I think, why can we not have cinemas all over the nation, all over Britain, and when we broadcast, or when the BBC broadcasts each brand new episode of Doctor Who, why can't we have some sort of simulcast with all the cinemas across the country? Even if you just pick one cinema, the biggest cinema maybe in the city centre of all the major towns and cities around the country, and they broadcast the programme. I don't know how you do it, because it's all digital now, so I'm sure it's a lot easier to do it than it used to be in the old days when you had to sort of send lots of reels of tape and things by courier. Now, I assume, it can be done by satellite, by cable, via the internet, on a special DVD, whatever. But wouldn't it be fantastic if they started, like on the way they had Saturday mornings when you used to go to the cinema to watch the pictures and whatever. Well, we could have Doctor Who Saturday night. You can watch it in the house, or go along to the cinema, pay you a couple of quid, and watch it on the big screen. Take the family, take your friends, have the popcorn. Make it a big, special night. I think that would be fantastic. I would go. I would pay a couple of quid to watch at least one episode of the 13 or whatever. Maybe the final one or something, or they have like a double episode or something, and they show the full 90 minutes in one go. And I would go and pay my couple of quid. And the BBC could raise revenue that way. And I think a lot of people would go and they would enjoy. And, you know, how many people watch Doctor Who? Imagine if a fraction of that number of people went along to the local pictures and watched it on the big screen. I think that would be absolutely fantastic. So here's my suggestion to the BBC, to Doctor Who, to Stephen Moffat, to the nice people at the BFI, anybody who's listening to this podcast, let's start broadcasting Doctor Who on the cinema. I'm not talking about making a movie, which is something that Stephen Moffat has talked about, but he's also said he'd like to do it. Well, I think he said this. He'd like to do it, but he wouldn't want it to interfere with the TV show, because the TV show is very special to him. And he'd like to do a movie, but not if it interfered with that. And maybe it's not possible to do both. When I was speaking to the actor Jason Isaacs, he said that probably it'd be quite difficult for him if he were to be offered Doctor Who, the role, be quite difficult because you have to be in that one location for 6 to 9 months. And obviously, if you have lots and lots of projects on the go at one time, that's the way Jason Isaacs does, it would be quite difficult to sort of commit to that. So imagine doing that for 9 months, 6 months, whatever, and doing a movie as well. Impossible. Couldn't happen. But I think if you make the series and then broadcast them like a sort of simulcast, like in the old days when you could sort of turn your radio on, your hi-fi, and listen to Radio 1 coming through the speakers of your hi-fi, that sort of thing. But it'd be Doctor Who, a simulcast on BBC One at the same time it would be on at the pictures. I would go. I would pay my couple of quid and I'd buy popcorn as well.